and its costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Senate votes tomorrow on competing plans to end the partial government shutdown, with and without money for a border wall.
First, the Senate will vote on President Trump's plan, and if that does not pass, and there's a good chance that it will not pass because it would require 60 votes in the Senate and there are only 53 Republicans, then the Senate would vote on the Democrats' plan. But the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there is no chance that it will get by the president.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. A woman last seen outside a bar in Boston Saturday night has been found alive in the apartment of a man now charged with her kidnapping.
When we made entry into that apartment, she was observed standing inside of the apartment near the suspect. We eventually separated them, and the suspect was eventually apprehended.
Boston Police Commissioner William Gross. Victor Pena was seen on surveillance video with Olivia Ambrose after she left that bar. This is Fox News.
We just report them. This hour's headlines. Trump and Putin discovered to be half-brothers. This just in, life found on Mars. And Jesus Christ spotted in Tupelo, Mississippi. BuzzFeed, we don't check the facts, we just report them.
Necessity is the mother of invention, and Greg Budell has invented something to help him in the quest to use his beloved garden tub. Greg, what did you say to Mrs. Ritterbuttle when you completed your invention?
Prepare to be astonished!
Jay Scott, I understand Greg got a little help online.
God bless the internet.
Emily Hayes, what do you think of Greg's invention?
It ain't fitting, it just ain't fitting.
How say you, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas, what can Greg say to that nasty old bathwater now?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yes, Greg's revolutionary invention could change the world.
Isn't it delightful?
Stand by for three men and a lady.
If I seem happier today, it's because my drain works. Like a charm.
Yay!
How's the tub?
I can use it. I can use it. But I didn't invent nothing. We got to thank Rick Clark. And David Fagan for all their great work. Greg, you know, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and the
adorable
Rich Thomas.
Oh my gosh. We have rain on the radar this morning already in West Alabama. It's dry for most of us. Real little breezy out there this morning. Kind of mild. I mean, we're at 59 right now. Today's high temperature up to about 66 with showers and thunderstorms, particularly this afternoon and this evening. A few could be on the strong side. In fact, Storm Prediction Center has a good chunk of the state, southwest and south Alabama, in a severe weather risk today. I think the rainfall totals could be around inch and a half, some places 2 inches with this thing coming through. With windy conditions continuing and colder tonight, the rain ends, let's say, wee hours of the morning, and there could be a snow flurry on the very back side of it. Not a big deal. Low 37. Tomorrow, windy, cold, 48, down to 30 Thursday night. Very chilly Friday, mid-40s. We'll be in the 20s Friday night. Saturday's high in the low 50s with sunshine, and then mostly sunny, 54 on Sunday. Right now, southeast winds at 11 miles per hour, mostly cloudy skies. It's 59 at 610.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
I'm about to have a Budell-sized meltdown.
What's the matter?
My headphones are wonky again, and I can only hear barely out of one ear. My scotch tape situation's not holding like it did yesterday, so in the break, I'm going to have to crawl up under the desk and go engineer.
Well.
It's just frustrating to me.
What a thing to have happen 4 days before you're getting married. That's all I can say.
Is it four?
Well.
I think, I don't know. I might.
Today's the 23rd. You're getting married on the 26th. That actually sounds more like 3 days.
Mr. Math?
74 hours and 48 minutes.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to get ahead on stuff downstairs, so I'm really not sure what day it is, because if on the Gump, it's Sunday.
I have a new crisis. This has been the worst month for nonsense, for stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And now I can hardly walk. I stubbed the same toe twice, so I had to have my little pinky right foot toe taped to the toe next to it. I can walk better with
it. God bless it.
It's always something. By the way, there was no butter explosion yesterday.
No, there wasn't, but the whole building
No, I was told if I can't bring enough food for the whole radio station, not to do it.
That's what they tell you in kindergarten.
Well, what do you think this is? This is an overgrown kindergarten.
So this morning,
I have my theory, but
this morning we have graham crackers,
just like, and a juice box.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow I'm bringing in Salerno butter cookies.
Hey,
cost plus 10 at Food Outlet. By the way, at Food Outlet, the new specials are here, and once again, Bailey the Wonder Dog chicken tenders. These are the 4-pound bag of Smokehouse Daddy chicken tenders, $4.96. I don't think these chicken tenders are intended for doggy consumption. 2.5 dozen large eggs, $2.83. Wasn't that long ago they were charging you $2.83, and maybe they still are at the chain grocery stores for a dozen eggs. They got very expensive. At Food Outlet, you don't have to worry about that. Maxwell House Coffee, the big blue can, and I happen to be a Maxwell House fan. It's only $6.97. They want $8.99 for the same thing at the chain grocery stores. And baby back ribs are $2.71 a pound. That's just for starters at Food Outlet. A 20-pound bag of russet potatoes, $5.92. So just between the tenders and the potatoes, you could feed a lot of people with a $10 gift card, which you can win next hour when Jay does random facts. And we follow it with our pop quiz right now at 6:13. Let's get your local news. We'll come back with the most electrifying story of the morning.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Baldwin Middle School in Montgomery will be closed today because of a natural gas leak. MPS officials say the gas to the building has been turned off, which will impact other systems inside. Crews will be making repairs and school should be back in session on Thursday. The State Department of Education has released its failing schools list, which includes 10 Montgomery public schools. MPS officials say they expect better results next year. You can see the full list at alabamanews.net. And former Congressman Arthur Davis has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. Davis joins Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean, who announced his candidacy earlier this month. Davis represented Alabama's 7th District for 4 terms in Congress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's been raining for weeks. Help! With all our companies this Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. 2 rooms of carpet clean for only $99. That's 2 rooms of carpet clean for only $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
Make sure your family is breathing the cleanest air possible with a new air cleaning system from Chad's AC Direct. Buy one today and receive 30% off, or combine with the purchase of a new unit and receive half off. Visit chadsacdirect.com for coupons and for more information on new heating and AC units. Call 264-6464. And remember, like the little girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
here. That's why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 50.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
Okay.
You're on the air.
We're on the air.
It's about time.
It is a gorgeous Wednesday morning.
This is going to be fun.
Fun?
Fun.
Can he be any more fun? I ask, but the answer is clearly no.
I will see all of you in the fun zone.
Boy, oh boy, I'm glad it's Wednesday.
We've got a show to put on.
You know what time it is?
It's showtime.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
It's just my opinion, but I don't think it's a bigger waste of time of your day when you bother to participate in one of these silly petitions of outrage. 680,000 people have signed a petition to get the Rams and Saints to replay their game because of the controversial finish. Now, that sounds like an impressive number until you do the math and you realize that less than 0.03% of the country care enough to sign that silly petition. So what's the answer? What to always, the same answer we always have here, a song. Enjoy.
We're the NFL referees. The fans think that none of us can see. A ball hits the ground and we say it was complete. We're the NFL referees.
Someone breathed on the QB.
Yeah.
So I called him for a roughing penalty. Keeping all these rules straight is kind of tough for me. I'm an NFL referee.
We're the NFL referees. And we make you yell at your TV. Making crappy calls is our only guarantee. We're the NFL referees.
I missed a pass interference penalty. It cost the team the game, probably. It's hard to make the call while checking my Twitter feed. I'm an NFL referee.
Everybody.
We're the NFL referees. And boy, do we keep things interesting.
It's all waste of time to challenge me.
We're the
Meanwhile, a Louisiana lawyer who calls himself the strong arm of the law has filed a civil lawsuit against the NFL, and a businessman in Louisiana put up billboards saying Saints got robbed and NFL blew it. Blue being spelled B-L-E-A-U-X.
Oh, God.
Blue. It's a blue. Soccer blue.
Go on.
Of course, the game is taking place next in Atlanta. So
I've also heard that an optometrist in Louisiana is offering them all free eye
exams. I saw that. More than one optometrist, yeah.
TV today, we're going to test the five-second rule on food.
Are we going to test? How are we testing it?
I'm not telling you. You'll see when the time comes. I'm not, Jay, you're looking like a pouting. I'm not.
No, it's just I know how the 5 second rule works. But if I drop that in a pile of dog crap, you're going to pick it up and eat it?
We don't have any dog crap on the floor, right, Bailey?
Maybe, well, that's good, actually.
Maybe we should drop some.
Look at the science face on
maybe
you.
Maybe we should drop some bacon on the ground here and see how fast it's snatched up.
That's true.
Well, yeah, that's. I don't think.
That's true.
I don't think there's any chance that Bailey is going to interfere with my master plan.
No, I was talking about just put it downstairs and see how fast it goes.
Oh, well. If you leave it out.
And put a camera down there to see how fast. We should get a camera.
I know in my bones.
The Bubenstein monster will take it away.
Buy one of those as seen on TV cameras, you know, the little button ones.
Do you see him with a spike in his throat on each side?
Oh, bless it.
Come on.
All right, so, anyway, this whole petition thing in America is really silly.
Right.
Hundreds of thousands of people, that's still a very tiny fraction of the overall population. For most people, the actual reaction is,
oh, my God, who the hell cares?
Ratings were unbelievable for the NFL.
Were they?
Yeah, they were unbelievable, off the scale.
Unbelievable!
Well, you know what? It seems like I have not heard a story about players taking a knee in a long time.
I know.
And I think that a lot of people were saying, as long as this garbage keeps going on, I'm not going to indulge the NFL. I will admit myself, I'm a little more interested in this game, mostly because of the Tom Brady factor.
Right.
But
I want to see what kind of sweatpants Bill Belichick wears.
Interested to see if he can win another one, or what's the, are you a fan?
I want him. I'm rooting for him to win this game.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
I don't like you anymore.
Yeah, for the
What's wrong with celebrating greatness?
That's fine. I'm just kidding.
Suppose we were number one every rating book. Would that get boring, or wouldn't that be impressive?
Speaking of, I think this come out Thursday.
That's when tomorrow. It did last year, on the 24th.
Oh. They're coming out tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
So saith the buttery one.
Ratings tomorrow.
I flat out asked. You know.
Yeah, so that'll be great to have before the...
I'm not worried about it.
Is he just stubbed his toe again?
That's what it sounds like when I pick up a piece of bacon off the floor.
6:22. Hey, we're heading into the final week of the year, and it's funny. Terry Adams was telling me that December was an excellent month for them. And he said, you kind of think in my business, because they sell motorcycles and scooters and great off-road products by Polaris, that it would get very slow in January. He says, actually, it's just the opposite. January is one of their busiest months because people are thinking ahead to the year. In fact, the one month you think they might be active, just in front of Labor Day weekend, the slowest, by that I mean, you know, it's not dead, it's just a little bit slower, is August. So if you're planning on getting something for the gang, for the family, or for yourself, to like motorcycle, scooter, they have some great motorized equipment for youths as well. This is the week to get in because, like any business, Terry has numbers he likes to hit by the end of the month. So maybe they bend just a little more. We always called him, at this time of the year, the rubber band man. Because he says, in fact, come in and make an offer. You know, any ridiculous offer will be considered. That's his motto. So, motorcycles, the Kymco scooter, which gets over 100 mpg, and all the great products by Polaris, many of which are made right here in Alabama, up in Huntsville. Stop by and see the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime, Terry Adams, and the team at Adams Motorsports Great Service Department 2 at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. And open right now, get a credit app started for super low interest rates. And you don't have high criteria to hit there. The manufacturers put their money up. It's not a bank. at AdamsMotorsports.com. At 6:24, we got our first look at the roads coming up, and then when we come back, the timeline for the 23rd of January.
Man.
Rich Thomas.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic has already been checking with all the authorities, and we don't see any accidents around the river region except the one on Federal Drive at Pelzer Avenue. They should be getting that one cleaned up shortly. The boulevard presenting no problems this morning, and if you're coming in on the 31s, you got a smooth ride into town. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, the new year has begun, and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately, with mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service. We are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
More browsing, more binging, more streaming, more savings. With WOW, you can get super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month when you add TV for just $35 more per month with the two-year agreement. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:28 with a timeline for the 23rd of January, here is your host, Rich Thomas.
23rd day of the year, makes 342 days left, and this year is over.
Oh, it's flying by.
It's National Measure Your Feet Day.
Well,
you know what they say about big feet? It's easy to stub your toe twice.
You're a funny guy. You really are. You are the funniest person I know ever.
It's National Handwriting Day, and boy, oh boy, mine kind of gets sad. Worse and worse because these days we, you know, type a lot of things, and I just, oh man, jeez.
No, I agree. When I have to, like, even writing out a check,
yeah,
it looks like I've got some nervous condition.
Yeah.
Or I have lobster hand and I have to write like this.
I have lobster hands.
It used to be different.
See, Greg, like, going up to the counter to write a check. Hold on. Let me get it in the pincher here.
Here's your pen, lobster hand. It's National Pie Day.
Oh!
Here's a fact. Nearly one out of five, or roughly 20% of Americans, prefer apple pie, followed by pumpkin at 13%, pecan or pecan at 12%, banana cream or banana cream at 10%. And cherry at 9%.
Where did Greg's key lime pies with farm fresh eggs come in on the list?
With us at 99.99999%.
An empty tin on my fiance's nightstand is where it came in.
Oh.
170 years ago, 1849, a woman named Elizabeth Blackwell got her medical degree. She is the first female doctor. 86 years ago in 33, 20th Amendment to the Constitution ratified. That's the one that sets the date for the president to assume office and determines what would happen if the president-elect dies before he can assume office. 1957, a toy company named Wham-O produced the very first Frisbees. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. Many hours of fun with Frisbees. Kids, it was a piece of plastic molded in a certain way that you would toss this disc, and it was just a lot of fun. And by the way, it took no batteries. It was solar powered. They sold over 100 million by 77.
Yeah, Rich, but you can't download it from the internet. So what good is it?
Yeah. Is it on Instagram? No. 1965, Downtown by Bette Clark peaks at number one. Dude Clark is still alive. Now our song of the day. There are a lot of fun bubblegum. Bubblegum. bubblegum songs around in the 60s and 70s, and they're harmless. A lot of them were on Buddha Records. Hey, this one made it as high as number four back in 1968. Jersey Group, Simple Simon Says, 1910, Fruit Gun Company.
I'd like to play a game that is so much fun, and it's not so very hard to do.
Yeah.
The name of the game is Simple Simon Says, and I would like for you to play it too. Put your hands in the air.
Simple Simon Says.
Shake them all around.
Simple Simon Says.
Do it when Simon says.
Simple Simon Says.
And you will never be out. Simple Simon Says. Put your hands on your hips. Let your back bone slip. Simon Says.
I was about 11 years old.
Well, this was a follow-up to their hard-hitting 1-2-3 Red Light.
Yes. And Indian. Didn't they do Indian Giver?
They did Indian Giver as well. 1-2-3 Red Light, where you're trying to make it to from second base to third base with your girlfriend.
Have you ever played the adult version of Simple Simon? It is.
No, but when I was a kid, I was about 10 or 11, and had a CD that was just all bubblegum.
Bubblegum. Yeah.
So I love that stuff. Like when you do Green Tambourine, and if you were to do 1-2-3 Red Light. And
I love that era. There's been some great
stuff.
It's
so good.
Oh, we're going to do Indian Giver. I'm glad you mentioned that. Knock Three Times, number one on the state in 1971 by Dawn, or Yawn as I used to call him. 46 years ago in 1973. President Richard Nixon announced an accord had been reached to end the Vietnam War. 44 years ago in 75, Barney Miller debuts on ABC with Hal Linden and Abe Vigoda. It lasted 8 seasons. 1977, the miniseries Roots became the most watched TV show in history on ABC. 78, this is the day that Terry Kath of Chicago puts a gun to his head, thinking it's not loaded. They were playing Russian roulette and pulled the trigger. It was loaded. He shot himself dead.
Hate it.
36 years ago in 83, the A-Team debuts on NBC. I thought that was Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, you.
30 years ago in 89, Salvador Dali died at the age of 84. 28 years ago in 91, the IRS began auctioning Willie Nelson's property to satisfy back taxes, which totaled over $16 million. Ooh. We've all run up a $16 million tax debt.
I've never felt sorry for him for that, and I lost all my respect for him.
Yeah, well,
he's an idiot.
On this date in 2000, American Beauty won the Golden Globe for Best Film Drama. The Sopranos, by the way, won Best TV Drama. Forgive me if I'm taking away your cheap and trashy, but
no.
Gandolfini's son is going to play young Tony.
I think that's great.
In the Sopranos reboot.
Yeah, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I love this.
That's got to be very healing for his son, too.
Oh, man.
To be able to do that.
I can't wait.
I've seen a picture of him. I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah. Oh, I did last night.
I did last night.
It all will make sense.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
14 years ago in 2005, the Tonight Show host Johnny Carson, in a shocker, passed away from complications related to emphysema. He was 79, the boy from Corning, Iowa. We had just done a marathon of Johnny Carson shows at my house the day before, where we watched for hours, and everybody went home and laughed and said that was fun, and then we got the news the next morning.
There was Johnny Carson.
He's dead.
And there was everybody else.
That's right.
And some of the everybody else's are still trying.
2007, on this date, all persons, including U.S. citizens, traveling by air to Canada, Mexico, or the Caribbean, including Bermuda, required to have a passport. It used to be you could go with a driver's license.
Driver's license, yeah. Right.
8 years ago in 2011, America's true guru of physical fitness, Jack LaLanne, died, respiratory failure, pneumonia, in his home in California. He was 96. 2017, most expensive house in the U.S. What do you think the most expensive house in the U.S. last year went for?
Beyonce and Jay-Z's home.
Most expensive house, how much?
$250 million.
Exactly right, $250 million.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That was just a wild guess.
Yeah, but spread out over 30 years, it wasn't bad.
Oh, yeah. I think Morris Capuano handled that mortgage, too.
Yeah, 30 years. How much could it be? Princess Caroline of Monaco, she's Grace Kelly and Prince Rainier's daughter, is 62 today. Wow. Chelsea Sullenberger is 69. Sully is 68 today. He saved 154 lives with the emergency landing on the Hudson, the miracle on the Hudson. Richard Dean Anderson, he is MacGyver. He's 69. T-minus 74 hours and 23 minutes until the River Region Royal Weddings. We're giving minutes now.
That's insane.
22 days until Valentine's Day. Birthday and anniversary on this date, some 37 days away, and the first day of spring, 56 days away. Now you're up to date on your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Havana. Havana.
Havana.
Havana. Actually, just a quick side story. Bob Baumhauer is one of the few people that got to tour Cuba before things were relaxed a little bit on an agricultural mission from the state of Alabama. And the recipes and the things they serve at Baumhauer's all come from either the family cookbook or things that he has discovered in doing research. And they have an item on the menu at Baumhauer's called the Havana Bowl, black beans and rice topped with mojo marinated sauteed onions and cilantro lime sour cream. Add some grilled chicken to that for just $3 more. It is sensational. In fact, that might be my choice tomorrow night. Rather, tonight. It's tonight we're going to Baumhauer's.
Yeah, I don't know what day it is either.
So, remember the words. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I'll ask you to be caller 9 at 272-9228. The word is Savannah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
We have the risk of showers developing today. As a matter of fact, showers and thunderstorms become particularly numerous by this afternoon and this evening. A few could be on the strong side. Watch my morning video this morning for future radar, and you'll see the squall line moving through the state this afternoon. Locally heavy downpours, maybe 1.5 inches or more in some spots. Windy today, high 66. Colder tonight. Rain ends in the wee hours of the morning. Could be a snow flurry on the back end of it, low 37. Tomorrow, windy, cold, high 48, down to 30. Thursday night. Friday, very chilly, mid-40s, down to the 20s Friday night. Saturday's high, 50, low 50s, let's say, with sunshine. And right now this morning, with mostly cloudy skies, our temperature is 59, southeast winds at 11 miles per hour. The time is 6:39.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm sorry, but...
They're just talking.
They're just talking.
Scared me there for a second. We're listening to them.
Yeah, in queue.
In queue.
Thanks.
So,
and their producer.
Got a minute to go. Let me. One of the folks that joined us at Baumhauer's last week with their grandchildren was the Lewises from Lewis Loam. When I say family business, it's now like three generations.
Super sweet folks.
Oh, aren't they wonderful? Mm-hmm. And they carry great products in their business at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. All the great brand names and outdoor maintenance from Toro, Exmark, Echo, all the Shindawa products, all the steel products, and a full service department to support whatever it is that you purchase. I know you guys know the value of doing business with people who are local,
yep.
And the Lewises will not disappoint you. 244-9191. They open in a few minutes at 7 o'clock till 4 at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, the number 244-9191.
Brighten your morning.
Wow, what time?
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Time now is 6:40. We don't suggest you try this at upcoming Super Bowl parties, but what's riskier, double dipping or the 5-second rule?
Yeah, according to a new study by a very serious food scientist, a bowl of dip where someone double dipped is filled with more bacteria than the average floor. Surprisingly enough, he also found that when you drop food on carpet, it picks up fewer germs than on tile or wood floors.
He must have been really fed up to just start a whole study on this.
Fed up?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to skip past that. We're going to bring in 3 minutes later and use talk right after. Someone thought it was funny.
Oh my God. Emily always has my back. Emily always has
Andrew,
my back.
Andrew, that Andrew.
Let's dip into this subject.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'll give you 5 seconds.
I think the whole 5-second rule is baloney.
Okay.
And oops, I seem to have dropped my banana on the floor. So let's count. I'm going to test the 5 seconds. Let's go to 10.
Whoa, no, I can't watch.
Well, by then it could just be down there forever.
3, 2, 1. It's now 10 seconds. Now it's really filthy.
My witnesses.
What,
you're
going to eat it?
Without hesitation.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Because.
Wow.
She never talked with her mouth full. Let me.
Wow. You did that in high definition, too.
I was going to do something with. The only dip we have in the studio is me. So we weren't able to do the double dipping test. But as you can see, I'm eating this banana. There's nothing happening to me.
Yes. Yep.
And it was down there for more than 5 seconds. My theory, and I am not a college graduate, is that when, by practicing these simple things, dropping food on the, you build up your immune system.
I think so.
I think this kind of stuff, double dipping, 5-second rules, yeah. The only people that get sick are people who are weak.
Yeah.
They have bad immune systems.
Well, yeah, it's like the flu vaccine.
Right.
You expose your body to the germs.
There you go. Right.
And
yeah.
Wow.
This, yeah. That's the science behind it.
That's
why
right.
am I in news?
There was there was a guy.
Don't quit your day job.
Goes way back. Back in the centuries ago.
Mm-hmm.
He took little sips of poison every single day to build up his immune system.
Right.
And finally he was captured and he tried to kill himself so he could get away from it, but he couldn't because he had made himself immune from the poison.
Oh, I see. What an irony. What a catch.
Yeah, just a thing. That banana, though.
I can't.
So I don't know that I would eat that banana.
Use that theory.
Yeah.
If you eat a lot of fat food.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you keep eating it every day.
You'll become immune.
You should become immune to it.
It's worked for me.
And you won't gain weight.
And see, that's where I've got to stop your science degree right there. Because we know that's not true.
But
we know that's not true.
Jay makes a good point. If you look at that, I know you can't see it close up. But if you look at that banana, I don't know if I would eat it even before it hit the
ground. Oh, yeah?
That banana is... Oh, God.
That one looks injured. All right, let's try Bailey. Hey, Bailey.
Bailey didn't even run over to the floor when he dropped it.
Now, you won't be able to see
it. Yeah.
Here you go. This is a piece of chicken. Bailey, 5-second rule. 2, 1, gone. Gone. There you go.
She's like a Roomba.
Exactly.
She totally is.
Hey, one more, Bailey. There you go.
Let's try it one more time. Here's Bailey.
Oh, no. Don't have it.
No.
All of a sudden, now we know.
I was going to slip on that.
Uncle Greg had this in his mouth. You don't want this.
Did you really just say
You're
that?
Getting a look.
I'm sorry.
I'm also not big on the double dipping.
That we have stayed on topic.
You hurt me, Rich.
But what have we decided? What's the conclusion? Is it, would you, what's
well,
worse?
The study
don't
says,
eat bananas with Greg. Or?
There we go.
The study says the dip.
I'm really sick at guessing eating that key lime pie that day now.
Here we go. Your immune system is built up, though, for other key lime pies.
He wants
now
to wrap you.
Any key lime pie.
Yeah.
Oh, bless it. All right.
Put that banana on the stairs.
Thank you, guys.
Take care, man. It is... That was fun.
That was...
See, this is not just bubba-micing about stuff. We are achieving scientific results on this little segment we do.
Yeah. That was something else.
And that's the first time I've ever eaten a banana on live TV.
I think that's the first time we've ever stayed on topic for the whole segment.
And now in high definition, here's Greg eating a banana that has been dropped.
Hey, can't wait to see that on the DVR this evening.
Let me ask the bride-to-be, did you see that photo from my Miami Vice days yesterday? Look at
him. You know, I did see that, and then I tried to Google the keywords that were on that picture to see if I could find the clip or something from that, and I couldn't, but look at you.
Somebody did.
What does he look like? Who does he look like?
Around.
Of course he does. Yeah. In fact, people.
That's
used
why
to
I posted. I said, this was taken right after I made Smokey and the Bandit. That's where those comparisons.
Hey,
come
speaking
from.
Of the Gumshoes, I wanted to take a second. I asked you this off air, but listener Sue Sykes sent us a little gift via the Honey Fund thing, and we just wanted to tell her thank you.
That is so sweet.
It's very sweet.
And we put that link up because I was getting calls from people saying we would like to do something nice for Emily and Fiance. And that link is on my Facebook page if you scroll down just a tad. It is 646. All right, David, we only have a minute.
I think you need to crank up that Alexa Silver commercial with your banana thing. And
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know
about
that.
I don't, no. No food that hits the floor ever makes it to my mouth again, ever.
I've done it, and I'm as healthy as a horse.
If my food hits the floor, the dog did it.
And I have references.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys have a good hump day.
Hey, thank you, David. Glad you're watching us on the tube as well. Quick reminder that if you would love to say bye-bye, what a great Valentine's gift. If you're with somebody who's always lusted for a LASIK procedure, you can make that happen with Montgomery Eye Physicians. But step one for anybody who wants vision correction through LASIK is to see the refractive surgery counselor at Montgomery Eye, and that is a free visit. Call 271-3804 to make the appointment. And then if you're deemed as a candidate for LASIK, you'd have to make a decision that moment. But keep in mind, you've got more experience in high tech at Montgomery Eye than anywhere else. I mean, Dr. Swan and Shin are incomparable in that regard, not just locally, but throughout Alabama and on a national basis. They're among the most experienced LASIK professionals in the country. So you're in the best possible hands. If you'd like to learn more, visit online, MEP.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Cheap and Trashy coming up next. Let's check the boat.
If you're getting out for work or school this morning, now's the time to travel because Montgomery Skywatch traffic shows absolutely no problems. The boulevard is running along amazingly smooth this morning. No problem on the interstate. 65 and 85 are both clear, and you don't have any trouble coming in from Prattville or Wetumpka or from the south on any of the 31s. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. Singing God's praise is good for us. A study by the University of Montreal found that more than half of us are lousy singers. 35% of us sing poorly because we have trouble matching the pitch of our voices to the sounds we hear. Another 20% of us don't sing well because we don't have good control of our vocal muscles. The good news is we can train our ears and our vocal cords if we practice. The bad news is that poor singers are the least likely to practice, and that's the only way to sing better. David would suggest we practice singing by singing God's praises, because doing so is good for our souls. In Psalm 147, he wrote, "Praise the Lord, how good it is to sing praises to our God. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds." So why don't I try singing praises to God as I drive to work this week? My spirits will be lifted, and I'll learn to sing better, too. Singing God's praise is good for us, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
It's time again for the 2019 Home Building and Remodeling Expo, brought to you by the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association. February 1st through 3rd at the Montgomery Multiplex at Crampton Bowl. Find new ideas and new concepts for your home. Find the perfect vendor for your home building and remodeling project. And don't miss Chip Wade from HGTV's Elbow Room. For more information and money-saving coupons, log on to gmhba.org or call the GMHBA office at 334-277-7766.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is breaking news.
This just in, the past tense of breaking news is broken news.
This has been breaking news.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Yeah, we talked earlier about the big petition to force the Saints to replay their game against the Rams. And, of course, now even the Chiefs game with the Patriots. Well, the guy usually gets a warning when he's in the neutral zone. They don't call it a penalty. Nobody wants to accept the outcome of this game. It's right. Getting really, really old.
Right.
And in 50 years, who'll remember? Mariano Rivera yesterday, the first player unanimously elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Ever.
You agree with that?
Ever.
Yes.
I think...
The unanimous decision, though.
In his case, yes.
Here's the thing. I think since guys like Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and some others were not unanimous picks...
Should have been.
There's been, of course, but there's been a lingering opinion among the old school baseball writers that if they weren't unanimous, nobody should be. So there were always two or three voters who would leave an obvious choice like Rivera off the ballot. But finally, I think they've kicked a lot of those old farts off the voting committee and the baseball writers. And the new school is now prevailing. And I think it'll happen again next year when Derek Jeter is eligible.
I know you're all waiting for my opinion.
Yeah.
But I just don't follow baseball.
What do you say there, woman?
Yeah, what you got? You got anything at all?
The peanuts at baseball games are good.
Do you ever pick one up off the floor when it... When
absolutely
it?
Not. Actually, no. Peanuts are in a shell.
Yeah.
So if the peanut falls on the floor, it's protected by the shell. I don't have a problem with that.
And what do you put on the hot dog? Only put on the hot dog.
You know, speaking about double dipping... Ketchup. They put those open air
mustard.
When they put those open air hot dog additive tables out at baseball parks,
yeah.
You know, since we were just talking about double dipping,
I know. But like you mentioned, when we were kids, there was no hand sanitizers. We didn't wash hands 55 times a day.
No, and it seems like there's more kids getting sick now than then.
Our immune systems adapted.
Yes. They didn't do that. They didn't have hand sanitizers when cavemen were around. Of course, their life expectancy was like 17.
Well, there was that report that to slow up on all that hand sanitizer stuff because it was killing off good germs as well. I can't tell my stepmom that. She uses that stuff religiously.
By the way, you know, when Super Bowl Sunday finally gets here, folks who are not interested in the game, many turn to the Puppy Bowl, but you have a third alternative this year.
Oh, no.
Is it cats?
No.
Aw.
No. 6 hours of Dr. Pimple Popper.
Right. Oh, right. Oh, yeah. She had her own show.
Hosted by blackhead remover Dr. Sandra Lee.
Oh, okay.
Who had a number of hits in the early 60s.
No, not that one. That was Brenda Lee.
Popping around.
That was
the Christmas tree.
Popping around. That's good. Jay's hot today.
Jeez, I'm not.
You were on fire during TV time.
Boy, just on fire.
Some people thought you were just a table decoration during really.
You were so hot, you've been renewed till next year.
Next season.
We'll see about that when the numbers come out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What time?
Did you have to bring that up?
Sorry.
This week, with all these stupid little stresses.
I forgot it puts you on suicide watch.
He'll stub his toe.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about ratings before wedding.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so, how do you mean that?
Well, it'll keep you...
How do you mean that?
You want to get married today?
No.
So that ratings will be after wedding?
No, I just hope that they're not dismal.
Well,
it's a frickin' crapshoot. We had a nice rating last time. I think we'll have a nice one this time. But just talking out loud here...
Uh-huh. Okay, like you do?
Yeah.
No, I just, I bump into listeners all the time, and there is a growing news fatigue, and there are more and more people telling me they don't even watch Fox anymore, as conservative as our audience is overall, they can't take it, they're just not watching it, because it just aggravates them.
I've replaced some of the news channels on my video wall with the cartoon channel.
As you should.
What happened?
Can you tell the difference?
To Gary.
Oh, it was either Gary or Jerry, he had a bad traffic accident to report.
Ooh.
Well, we're going to play the traffic now. If you don't hear it in there, call us back so we know where this is. We appreciate those in-person updates. Oftentimes, we get the information now before it travels through the system.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. If you're getting out for work or school this morning, now's the time to travel because Montgomery Skywatch traffic shows absolutely no problems. The boulevard is running along amazingly smooth this morning. No problem on the interstate. 65 and 85 are both clear, and you don't have any trouble coming in from Prattville or Wetumpka or from the south on any of the 31s. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
All right, so Gary, call us back so we can get that wreck on the air, whatever it is you saw.
Yes, please.
How far away, by the way, is the rain?
Right now it's in West Alabama, and it's not in any close proximity to us at all.
Okay. Oh, who brought us that traffic report?
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, so we're heading up to a fresh edition of Fox News, top of the hour. Rich will update the forecast. We have random facts with Jay, followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz. We've got lots going on, and we also have a special edition today of...
Truth or Baloney.
Don't miss any of it.
There are things in life that no one has to know. The websites you visit, the ex you still think about, the things you tell your pets when nobody's home. And if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now there's Willow. Willow is premium absorbent underwear for modern women and men. It's lightweight and disposable. Just wear and toss them. And it's discreet. Willow looks and feels like regular underwear with an inner layer that keeps you dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. Order from the privacy of your home, and we'll ship them to you in a plain box, so no one has to know. If you struggle with incontinence, your secret's safe with Willow. Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box free, so you can try them before your subscription starts, but only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
The best
our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folklorelli's Pizza every